prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64, the number one podcast for video games. And what else are we known for, Austin?
It's not films.
No. Well, we do talk about movies that pertain to video games.
Right. But I don't know the other thing you're referencing.
I don't know. I thought you would know. Aren't you an improviser? Aren't you an improviser?
I'm here to tell the truth, though, and we only talk about video games.
I mean, I thought you were Mr. Yes and, you know?
Oh, sure. Aquariums. So it's aquarium cast.
That's hilarious.
I know, right?
Connor, what else do we talk about here?
Boy, we talk about the Gulf War a lot.
Yeah, we actually kind of do.
We do talk about the Gulf War.
This has kind of turned into a hard leftist socialist.
I think it's a right podcast.
Well, Trey, just because we talk about the Gulf War doesn't mean that we're talking about it in a negative light.
Yeah,
in fact,
yeah,
it's great that we were able to get more oil.
I agree.
My car's still running.
It's running well.
Welcome to Keystone Pipeline Cast, where all we talk is the Keystone Pipeline.
And we also talk about 30 packs of Keystone Light you can get.
And we talk about shredding the hills at Keystone.
Ooh, we talk about everything Keystone. Welcome to Keystone Cast.
No, this week is actually trailer talk. It's been a very trailer-filled week.
It has.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking Robert Tractor Trailer.
Oh, God.
The basketball player drafted by the Mavs, traded for Dirk Nowitzki.
Did the Mavericks win that trade? Yes or no? Call in.
Yeah, because he's dead.
Yeah. 214-787.
Game. No, we were gifted a little early Christmas this past week, and we were dropped three separate trailers. We need
or
Kwanzaa. Sorry.
Or early Hanukkah.
Hanukkah. Or
yes. If we can get 8 trailers. It truly will be a game trailer Hanukkah. A game.
I mean, we got some
Hanukkah
movie trailers coming out. You know, we got that Kang trailer.
Those are constantly coming out.
The Kang trailer that looked dumb.
He's already trying to talk movies.
We're not talking movies. We're talking games.
We got the Zone of Interest trailer.
Shut
what everyone's excited
Shut
for.
Shut up.
Nothing gets people more excited than Nazi Germany in concentration camps.
Anyway, we got a lot of trailers to talk about. We'll have a full devoted segment to each one, no less than 40 minutes for each trailer.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
We're going to break them down scene by scene,
yeah, frame
pixel
by frame
by pixel.
We should do that.
We really should. But something for everybody in those trailers.
Something for everybody.
But in the meantime, Trey, have you been playing anything?
You know, I've been doing something video game adjacent, and it's sort of delving into the culture of video gamers. Like, what do video gamers
go
like?
On?
What do they like?
I'm a little confused on what this is.
What are drinking a lot of Mountain Dew?
They love Mountain Dew, right? They eat Doritos, right? Gamers love, like, you know, they love games and weird stuff and science fiction and meta narratives.
Are you reading
and
a lot of
TV.
Dune?
Yeah, you've been reading Dune?
No, but, you know, like, gamers, like, the culture of a gamer.
Oh, Christ. He's talking about Rick and Morty.
I've been watching Rick and Morty, Connor.
Trey's never watched it before.
Wubba dub dub.
He started watching it, and now he...
I've made this my new thing to annoy everybody with.
He's kind of exuding school shooter vibes.
I feel like Fast and the Furious 7, they realized like the bit, and they just kept pushing the bit to the ground, and that's where I am at this point.
Okay.
I realize my bit is to get really obsessed into something, and then just annoy the shit out of everybody else with
it. Trey, I don't think that's a bit. I think that's autism.
Ooh. Yeah, very specific interests.
Yeah.
Like, normally when people like Rick and Morty, they see it and they go, oh, Richard and Mortimer, I enjoy that program, and then they move on. Not you, though.
No.
But Trey's doing Fortnite dances.
I am.
He's already bought a t-shirt.
I got a Pickle Rick. He's going to be delivered tomorrow.
What, just a real life?
It's a real pickle with a rickle.
Okay. Yeah.
He's always asking about Szechuan sauce.
I am.
So that's become Trey's identity.
So I've been watching that. It has video game references in there.
He is clearly a Morty as well.
No, I'm definitely a... I'd rather be a Morty than a... the dad.
Jerry.
I
thought you were a big fan.
I'm not really that big of a fan.
Everyone at Dandy Rogers Middle School, watch out. Because that's the closest school to Trey. So
Jesus Christ. Just keep on alert. Jesus. I want to thank Austin, though.
For what?
Because you have been doing the clips on Instagram.
Yeah, well, I said I was going to clip it, even though you told me not to clip that one. I did it. And now we've got a little social media going.
We do.
We'll figure it out as we go. Maybe we'll add video at some point.
Maybe.
Connor's already on screen. He's getting recorded.
He's looking cute. Looking pretty.
I'd like to thank Austin for making sure that Trey's PlayStation gets turned on.
Because I come over here and play so much
Austin
Skyrim.
Austin will just send me a text that says Rim.
Yeah, I'll just Rim.
And usually when someone texts someone that says Rim, you're thinking it's going to be something sexual.
Yeah, some wheels getting delivered or something.
Rim job, you know?
Some wheels?
Yeah, you know, like, oh, if you get new rims on your car, you know.
Okay, yeah.
But mine, Skyrim.
He comes over and plays Skyrim, doesn't talk to me.
Right.
Just plays.
Trey has, unfortunately, my Skyrim save is locked on the PlayStation framework. And I can't play it anywhere else, so I have to come over here.
This was the long con.
Yeah, this is how we hang out. He traps me into doing something I want to do by only having it available at his house.
Yes.
And it works.
It does.
Because I come over here to play Skyrim.
Every day.
That's how Trey keeps your friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a friendship, yeah.
Connor, you want to come over and play some anime?
Yeah, Trey's got an anime TV set.
I got an anime TV set, and you can only watch it on this anime TV set.
I'm very confused.
Trey spent the last of his money to buy the rights to every anime on the planet.
I did.
And now only he can show them, and they're only over here at his apartment.
Right. You down, Connor?
Rain check.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, no.
And he bought the rights to every basketball team, so fantasy basketball can only be done over here.
I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
But that leads.
Well, I've also been playing nothing. So
great. Whoa! What kind of podcast is this?
Perfect. I'll use the time you guys would have spent talking about games to do a three times longer Skyrim segment.
Let's hear it.
Have you only been playing Skyrim?
Yeah.
Look, Austin, can I talk to you about something serious?
Yeah.
Autism affects all.
You know what? He is very quick to throw the autism card out.
Yeah, he's just mad because of the way his life turned out. It's just autism left and right.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an autistic dog.
Yeah. I hate. You know what? I have looked up to see if my dog is autistic.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
And the signs of an autistic dog are different than the signs of an autistic dog.
How many friends of yours are autistic and name them?
And shame them. Well, Trey.
Two off the top of my head.
Is Jebediah one of them?
No. Hmm. They're not people you know.
Oh.
Two of them.
Mm. Motez? Maybe. We'll discuss this later.
Later. Okay. Well, that's great.
I like how me playing one game is now considered autism.
No. It's not just the one time. You didn't just play it once or twice. You've sunk 70,000 hours into it.
I looked today and I have 25 hours on Skyrim.
This time?
Yeah, but I only play it over here. So I only play it a few hours a week.
What's your lifetime? How many hours do you think you've logged lifetime on Skyrim?
Ooh, I mean, it's got to be several hundred. I mean, nothing holds a candle to Civ 6. I mean, I had like 500 on Civ 5, and I think I have like 800 or 900 on Civ 6. But Skyrim's got to be up there.
Very impressive. The reason that it's more impressive, I think, for Skyrim is that Skyrim is not like a... Like, Civ, you have to put that much time in to get through, like, one game. Skyrim is like a pick-up, put-down sort of situation.
Yeah, but there's so much content in Skyrim. There's it like never ends, and you can never really get to the end of it unless you're autistic.
Does Trey have all the DLC? Have you been a vampire yet?
I hate being a vampire. I am doing the werewolf quest line though, so I'm gonna become a werewolf and then unbecome a werewolf. But yeah, it's the anniversary edition, so it has like everything in it.
You should just do a full run through as a vampire.
I did for a little bit, and but you can't go out during the day, and you have to like suck off people at night and stuff, and it's kind of tedious, and it's not that fun.
Fair enough.
I like to get immersed as just a guy living in Whiterun.
Did you play Baldur's Gate?
No, but I played Baldur's Gate 2 a little bit. I need to play the third one.
Because I think Baldur's Gate 3, from everything I've heard, is a game that you'll get lost.
Yeah,
you specifically
right.
will get lost.
Having
in.
Sex with that bear, apparently. It's a thing you can do. Do you know about that?
In mind. No, I heard about that. I've not put a lot of time into Baldur's Gate
bear sucks.
Stuff. Not because I'm not interested, but because I think it's a game I will play at some point, and I don't
yeah.
really want to spoil it.
Well, if you guys ever want to play, I've heard it's very fun with a party. Maybe we could have a weekly, you know, Baldur's Gate 2 hours or something.
Should.
We should try that.
Let our Baldur's Gate hang out.
Do you think that's going to win the game awards? I'm hearing that's the...
I bet it's that or Zelda. I bet that's going to be the head.
Not Alan Wake 2?
No, not Alan Wake 2. No one played Alan Wake 2.
Do you get it? It's awake. Get it?
Think about it.
Oh, when are we getting Alan sleep? When he is the...
You know Alan Wake is in the Control universe, Austin?
Great.
You love Control.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's great.
Local ties.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We need to have a sequel soon. Connor, get on that. Chop chop.
Okay. Yes, sir.
It'll be called Control, like a D2 Roit. It's a Detroiters reference. They wouldn't get it.
It is. That is a good reference. I don't get it.
Why is it two?
D2 Roit.
I do think I have actually seen that scene in Detroiters.
You have. It's from the one episode that me and Austin have showed
yes.
you.
Yes. That's fine.
Because he's got that... Because that one kid is trying to deal with his grandfather's death.
Mm-hmm. He's been jacking off.
Whoa. Well,
can I buy one of your shirts, mister?
I'm going to jack off in it. Good stuff.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, since no one's been playing anything, let's get on with some newsies. And we need a news song.
That we do.
Connor, do you have a suggestion?
Do the Tom Petty song.
Yeah, do that.
Do the Tom Petty song that was in the trailer for Grand Theft Auto 6.
Which one is it?
It's probably not a song you're super
familiar
with.
I actively dislike Tom Petty.
Whoa. Okay.
Really? I love Tom Petty.
There's one song I like, and the rest sound so bland and dad-ish. All right,
well, do the one song that you like.
It was the Gamescast news. It was something.
So American Girl is the one that you like?
Yeah. And only the last like minute of it. And that's the only part I really know. Every song sounds like it's like the Red Hot Chili Peppers before
she
they were
was
around.
An American girl. Yeah.
Let me do something else.
We played a Tom Petty song at my wedding.
You did.
Well, what was it?
Wildflowers.
I don't know that one. If you had played American Girl, I would have known it.
Take it easy, baby. Me last all night.
Does he do Boys of Summer?
No, that's Brian.
That's Boys to Men.
Oh.
No, it's Brian.
Brian Adams.
I don't remember his name. Yeah, it is Brian Adams.
Okay.
Into the Boys of Summer.
Give me a new song.
A new song.
Oh, wait, I've got it. I don't want to listen to Gamescast News.
Love it.
I don't want to hear Trey's stories anymore. I just want to hear Connor do the news. It's still a little Fallout
nice.
Themed.
Good Fallout theme. I
yeah.
love that. For some reason in my head, I know they're not the same. For some reason in my head, that is stuck with BioShock for me, and yeah. I know that's not right.
Different eras.
Because BioShock used
Under the
Sea.
Yeah.
The Sea.
Oh, yeah, Beyond the Sea.
I love that song from it. That's more like 30s, 40s, right?
No, that's like late 50s, maybe even 60s. The Fallout one is like 30s, 40s.
Oh, okay. I got.
You know what? I'm going to look it up because Austin's made a claim, and I have my computer right here.
Nice.
I will put... you know what? I have the 7-Eleven company card with me. I will put that down, and you can buy whatever you want on it if I'm wrong about this.
Can I buy it, too?
Beyond the Sea is a Bobby Darin song.
Oh.
Let's see.
I thought it was Frankie Sinatra.
No, it's not.
19 and 59.
Okay, that was precisely where I said it was. Where's the ink spots? They're like 40s, right? Early 40s?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, God. Heather's gonna kill
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Uh-huh.
Was a pop song written in 1938 and performed in 1941.
Bro, I nailed both of those.
There you go.
Just guessing.
You're so cool.
I used my encyclopedic knowledge.
You're awesome.
Well, ready? Watch this transition. Last week we had the trailer for the Fallout show, which is why we did the song. This week, we've got a couple trailers, but we're going to start with the Grand Theft Auto 6.
Well, wait,
but
we're all we never actually about. Covered the Fallout trailer.
Yeah, we did.
No, did we not?
It came out on Saturday. We
you're
covered
right.
the Vanity Fair article with the pictures.
Ah, you're right.
We talked about it over the weekend off air.
I was thinking the same thing as well. I was like, I swear we talked about this already, but we got the full
let's
trailer.
Let's talk Fallout trailer.
Wow.
Thumbs up. This looks good as shit.
It looks very good.
I was worried they were going to make it a little too melodramatic and a little too serious, but this looks like it has just the right amount of sarcasm, whimsy, and fun that Fallout's gore comes with.
Trey, what did you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, it looks cool. It looks not too... not too serious kind of fun sort of Mad Max, but a little more not slapsticky, but yeah, just that it looked good. It looked too kind of brand, I guess. It looked
it's
promising.
Very on brand.
Yeah,
yes.
It's very on brand.
And it looked the serious parts were serious enough. It wasn't cartoonish. And then the parts with levity were in line with the Fallout vibe.
Right. I know people had a little issue with Chris Parnell.
With his one eye?
Yeah, because I guess there's not mutants in the vaults or something.
Well, maybe we'll get a little backstory about what that's all about.
Yeah, but
I think that is a weird nit to pick.
I'm not picking that nit.
I was
that's other people.
I was thinking about that though. Okay. I was like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
Well, the only reason I say that is because, as you know, each of the vaults is some sort of test.
Right.
So.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because, like in Fallout 4, you're in the cryogenic freezing one, and there's some that were doing experiments, so he could have been one of those guys. He's got one eyeball. Trey, you have one eyeball.
We got to see all three of our main characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see Lady Vault Dweller. I don't know her name.
We got to see Brotherhood of Steel
Walt Goggins.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to see Walt Goggins dressed up as Voldemort.
More like Red Skull. Voldemort has a snake nose. Red Skull has no nose.
Did you notice at the very end of the trailer, you see Walton Goggins before he becomes a ghoul?
Yes.
So there's going to be a little time jump. And also at the end of the trailer, they show L.A. being bombed.
Yes.
So there's going to be some time jumping.
I feel about time jumping.
Well, not time jumping, but like pre-clips.
Because you know what show time jumped was not very good?
Lost or something.
No. Rings. Or no, not House of Dragons.
Oh,
that wasn't.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, that was not a great one. But it looks promising. I mean, Amazon, they've. I guess I don't watch too many. I watch The Boys. I like The Boys, but I didn't like Rings of Power.
Rings of Power was tough.
Yeah, it was real tough, and it sucked because I really wanted to like that. You know, and I was
I wanted it to be so good.
You know, I wanted it to be so good, and I was like cool with all the people, a lot of times when a show like that you know, where a property like Star Wars comes out, all like the, you know, alt-right people or the weirdos hate it because there's diversity. It's, you try to be like, I don't hate it because of that at all, but it, why do I hate it? It's because it's bad writing and stuff.
You didn't like Elrond with the pompadour?
No. Honestly? Scriven Elrond, no.
Honestly, the... this is not this podcast, but we'll do this. I'll just say my one piece and then we can move on.
One piece.
The worst part of that show has nothing to do with the cast.
No, not at all. Like, it's a good cast, and I welcome, honestly, because Tolkien was... It wasn't... There was not a lot of female representation, you know, in Lord of the Rings, or at least the movies.
But what female representation there was powerful.
Yeah.
Impact.
Yeah,
my point was just like that. That is not the issue. No, the issue is just that the writing is absolute garbage.
Bad writing. They were trying to, and Austin brought it up. They were trying to make it a mystery box.
Well, and they kept mentioning like free 2-day shipping and stuff. And I was like, would they have had that back then? I don't think so.
They wouldn't have had that back then.
Oh, did you notice on the Fallout trailer it said from the studio that brought you the
I
boys?
I saw that.
Have you watched the one? It said from the studio that brought you the boys and free 2-day shipping.
Yes.
With an asterisk on it. And then have you watched the trailer in the last couple of days?
No.
They changed it to fast shipping.
Why?
There must have been some legal thing. The legal team was like, we can't be saying this on something. I don't know. It's weird.
So that makes sense because I have a coworker who lives in Montana,
mm-hmm.
and even their Amazon Prime takes 7 to 10 days.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, I think the trailer looks great. You see, it's set in California.
Yeah.
We'll get into this later because they did an interview with the actors and some of the writers.
Okay.
IGN did, and I have some fun quotes to pull from that, so we can talk through that a little bit later. That gives more context on what we're looking at for the series.
I'm more hopeful than Rings of Power because I think Rings of Power, you're dealing with an author of like English literature. You know, you're dealing with this like, but
you're also
dealing
with an author who's dead,
right? And Fallout, you can kind of, it's, you have a template. It's a very easy template to work with, you know.
Though I believe they are working pretty closely with Todd Howard.
Who's alive. So. Yeah.
Yes. Which helps.
It does. It does help.
Anyway, so I think that looks, the trailer looks good. I saw it.
I texted you guys
immediately and said, you got to watch it.
I did enjoy the very big Todd Howard shout out. In big metal letters right in the front from acclaimed video game creator Todd Howard. Which
also,
I like Todd Howard.
Brotherhood of Steel armor looks awesome.
They basically got it game perfect. Like the, what are the helicopter
things called? I liked how like dumb it kind of looked too. Like all of them walking together. It looked all bulky and
dumb.
Well,
it's
like,
kind of supposed
to. It's fun, yeah. I like that.
Because that was cool in the 90s and when Bethesda took over the franchise, they kept kind of some of that dumb looking mm-hmm. 90s tech stuff, and I think it fits with the charm of Fallout.
Oh yeah.
Should we try to play through Fallout 1 and 2?
No.
Before the show comes
Fallout
out?
3.
I've always been curious about Fallout 1 and 2.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, it was easy to change Trey's mind.
I don't know why
Trey was
dismissed
easily
it so much, but
and immediately.
Yeah.
That's like we should play. Oh, didn't they re-release System Shock recently, or they redid it or something?
They did like a remake.
Maybe next year,
not...
I'll play Fallout 1 and 2 and System Shock.
Damn, becoming an old school PC gamer boy.
Yeah. Diablo 1 or something.
Look at you. You remind me of my
friend's
brother growing up.
Let's move on to trailer number 2, Grand Theft Auto 6.
Oh boy.
Released
their
first trailer.
Ah, bye.
But we should, before we talk about the trailer, it was leaked early on the platform formerly known as Twitter, so they went ahead and released it early.
Yeah, they need to fix some of those holes at old Rockstar, Austin.
Yeah, that thing's over there leaking like a stump pig. I don't know. And then they're saying that something's leaking like a... Figure it out. Get on this.
You're thinking of squealing like
squealing
a
like
pig.
A stuck.
No,
pig.
There's no like a well. Then there's something where something got shot in the belly, and I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, good job, Austin.
All right. Anyway, well, we got a new trailer for Grand Theft Auto, and guess what, Trey? There's a woman.
Oh boy. Ah, oh, boy. They not.
It also. Let's go ahead and just give our first impressions. I thought it looked great.
It looks really impressive. Looks really impressive.
Austin has just watched the trailer,
he did.
Everyone.
Just watched
he's
it.
He's going to give his immediate thoughts?
Looks pretty great. Visually, looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to see how far realistic human graphics have come.
Yeah.
In the last like 3 or 4 years since the PS5 Series X cycle, like I feel like everything looked great in like Red Dead 2 and stuff. But you look at this and there's just details that you didn't notice before. That it looks very good. I love what I saw. I love the supposed story. It looks a lot lower stakes maybe than the last one, which was like a mafia thing. Right?
It was more like small time criminals.
Okay.
It was like.
This seems more like the Utes.
Utes.
Kind of raising hell in the streets of Vice City. We're going back to Miami.
Yeah.
I love Vice City so much.
That was the first, like, very good one. That was the first, like, nationwide phenomenon one, I feel like.
I want to play all of them before 6 comes out.
Even the first one, the arcade game where you just drive the little car around?
Nah, maybe not.
Well, Trey, you can... You probably do need to buy, even though it's not very good, you probably need to buy that.
I think I have all of them.
Liberty City Stories?
No, 3. I know 3, they did like a remake or a remaster, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't very good.
Oh, they did?
But as one of the stories we'll talk about, you can just play it on Netflix if you have Netflix.
Oh. Netflix and chill.
You can also play Point B.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. Like what Austin said, just the animation looks incredible. The character animation looks incredible. The hair physics.
This looks almost done. What are they? Oh, so it says it's coming out in 2025.
Yes.
What?
Well, I mean, they just showed you a CGI trailer.
True.
They haven't shown you.
So, and I guess 2025 is only a year away.
Trey and I did some looking.
Okay.
We did show the research.
Yeah, we did some research. Grand Theft Auto 5. Was announced 2 years ahead of its release date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Red Dead Redemption 2 was the same exact thing. So this is right on schedule for Rockstar to announce this, and then in 2 years it will come out.
I mean, it could be like 13 months. We're almost done with this year. It could come out January of 25.
I am almost 90% sure this will not come out till 2026.
Okay.
Really?
Damn.
I think this will be quarter one 2026 because they're announcing it in December, and they're notably... If you go back and look, they delay most of their games an extra month or two.
Yeah.
But because it's December already, it's going to kick it into quarter one.
Will we be alive by the time this game comes out?
Doubtful. I've seen the way you...
Probably.
Live.
Jeez. What am I, Chris Farley? I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to...
Yeah, all the speed you're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to come in here and find you just on the ground with a speedball and a full pizza.
Oh, well, maybe. That sounds good.
That or he's going to... You're going to find him carradined.
That's more likely than him overdosing,
yeah,
I think.
Just a rope around my neck. And some Robin Williams movies on the TV.
Yeah,
didn't Robin Williams do that
too?
Yeah, lemon wedge in the mouth.
Okay, Robin Williams was severely ill.
I thought he killed
David Carradine was trying to achieve the highest form of sexual pleasure.
For some reason, I heard there was a rumor that Robin Williams was trying to follow in his path.
Robin Williams had Lewy body dementia, and it was like rotting his brain from the inside out, and he had no idea what was going on and killed himself.
I'm sorry. I love Robin Williams.
Make a formal apology.
No, David,
I apologize
David
to the
Carradine.
Family. Robin Williams,
yeah, apologize to
gamer.
Zelda, his daughter.
Yeah.
I love that commercial he did with his daughter for Ocarina of Time 3D.
That was very nice. Yeah, very sweet.
No, David Carradine was just trying to get off.
Just trying to get a nut.
But yeah, the trailer looks great.
What were we talking
about? The trailer, the GTA 6 trailer. I want to talk more about it because, I mean, I know a lot of people have been talking about it being set in present day. And just
aren't they usually?
No, I think
Vice City was set in the 80s because it was supposed to be like Scarface.
Yeah, but 5 was modern day.
Yes.
5 was modern day, 4 was modern day, 3 was modern day.
But I think the issue is...
The wokeness, isn't that what you were telling me? You said that it's too diverse.
No, I think it's just...
I actually kind of love how diverse it is.
It's like only diversity. Trey's going to hate it.
I hate it. I know some people who hate it. I think I just think with like all the references and stuff, I mean, Do you think those will be even relevant in 2 years?
References?
References.
To what?
Like, references, there's, you know, it's a satire, right? So they're satirizing things. Do you think some of these satirical references they have will be relevant in 2 years?
Such as?
I don't know. Like,
I didn't realize GTA was a satire.
Oh, yeah. They satirize everything.
Well, such so as? Here's the thing. Here's the thing I would say, Trey.
Yes.
Like you just cautioned Austin earlier, this is literally just a CGI trailer that doesn't show us very much at all. It provides... a couple of things in that there's kind of like some TikTok and Instagram live video stuff. And I think the idea of a live streaming social platform, whether it's TikTok or Instagram, like something will exist. So I think that's fine.
Do you think they'll do like a, hey, oh, you know what would be kind of cool? If they had like...
A future one?
No, if they have like a, hey... These NPCs are, because like they kind of did that with Red Dead too. Like these NPCs are very, the AI in them are so smart, they'll just kind of like do whatever. And so maybe you can like record crazy shit going on, viral shit, and then you post that on whatever social media and you like share it. Oh, that'd be kind of cool. If that had sort of an incentive to do, you know?
To kind of interact.
Yeah, and it's in Florida, so you know that's going
to
be crazy.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a perfect place to set it, Florida.
Got him.
No, I don't know. I worry about the humor in it. Just because I feel like things...
Did you feel like 5 was outdated when it came out?
No, but I don't remember playing much of it. I want to go back and play it.
It looks like shit.
Okay.
It doesn't look good.
I never played 5, and I barely played 4.
I've never really played...
I've never, yeah.
That was banned in my house.
Yeah, I never had the courage to ask. Because I always thought it would be a no.
I never was like interested in it. Yeah, it seemed too scary. Either. It was for bad kids.
Yeah, I was never interested either. I always heard about stuff on TV.
Like the M-rated games I liked were Halo and Mortal Kombat.
See, I got Mortal Kombat. You know, and my parents. Go ahead.
3 is good. San Andreas is very good.
San Andreas.
Vice City is super fun. It's I think it goes Vice City then San Andreas, but Vice City is very fun. I have played maybe like a quarter of 4, and that's fun because it's set in New York, essentially, and that's like a cool setting. And then I never played 5.
I played a bunch of 5.
What about Liberty City Stories for the DS?
You're thinking of Chinatown Wars for the DS.
Oh, is Liberty City Stories for the PSP?
PSP.
Okay, okay.
But then like you had... let's see, what were the DLCs for
Ballad of Gay Tony?
There was Ballad of Gay Tony. There was the one where you play as bikers.
Yeah. There's the Ballad of Gay Tony.
Yeah, we know.
but yeah, I'd really like to go back and play them. I really want to beat Red Dead as well.
You need to. You should. It's a requirement. It's in the same universe.
No, this trailer made this game look good. This is not that much. Like, there wasn't a ton... anything other than get hyped.
Was it even a trailer? I mean, it's more of a teaser.
It was like a teaser.
There was no gameplay.
We'll be getting stuff throughout the next 2 years.
Yeah. It looked rendered in-engine, but it didn't look like gameplay.
Do you think we'll get Meatball Ron?
God.
Oh, that would be pretty great. If they had a little short governor man be part of the story.
With high heels.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fingers crossed, Meatball Ron. There's some Meatball Ron reference.
Well, by the time this comes out, we'll be 2 years into his presidency.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we'll be 2 years into his presidency.
That's classic.
Trump will be president again.
Okay. But you're probably right.
In the darkest but most realistic timeline, you're probably right.
GTA 6, we're ready.
GTA 6. I would say... Austin, is GTA 6 trailer higher or lower than the Fallout trailer in your mind?
Just because I have much more love for Fallout, you know what? I think the GTA trailer might have actually been better. It got me a little more hype. Like,
yeah.
I loved the first look at the Fallout world, but the GTA trailer was 100% hype for real, no cap.
Like, if they told me that game was available to play right now, I think I would be more willing to go play the game than I would be to watch Fallout.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you there. I think it was better.
Just real quick, I'm going to do a quick drive-by GTA story. The definitive edition will hit Netflix in December, so you can play Vice City, you can play San Andreas, and you can play 3 on Netflix.
When are we getting GTA 1 on something?
Never.
Have you ever seen gameplay of it?
It's like top-down, right?
Yeah, it's very rudimentary.
Yes. That's how Chinatown Wars was kind of for the DS. It was kind of a throwback to that. But that game got really highly reviewed. It's one of the best-reviewed DS games yet. And it's like a full GTA game. Obviously, they couldn't render the full thing, but it's pretty cool. Halo Season 2 dropped a trailer, and I'm going to throw it to our Halo expert, Austin.
Did you see that they're using the whole teaser kind of graphic for the tease for the announcement on Twitter?
What the hell
they're
was
using
that
the
sentence?
GTA.
What were any of those words?
It was the same words over.
They're using the Grand Theft Auto teaser image. Like, they had, like, the... It was like, hey, the trailer's coming. They had, like, a photo of it on Twitter. And it was, like, this, like, kind of a Miami kind of looking, you know, like, pinkish, purplish. And they used that... Halo used that for to announce their trailer coming out.
They did?
Yeah.
That's funny.
They're copying.
I didn't see that.
Like, as a bit? Ripping them all off. As
okay.
A bit.
That's fun.
It's a prank.
The Halo trailer looked... incredible. My bar was so low after season one, I think they could have just shown video of like a mouse running around and I would have been like, yeah, this looks amazing. But it legitimately looked very good. The first season was almost cartoonish in how weird and outlandish and dumb it was. I enjoyed every second of it. It was fun and the action was wacky. But it looks like they've listened to almost every single piece of feedback, and Cortana looks good now. Doesn't look like a mom anymore. They've changed her up. They show Master Chief with his helmet on basically the whole time. It looks serious, but not overly serious. It looks very lively. It looks very like there's real stakes now.
Are people even watching?
It did really big numbers. The first season did. That is Paramount's claim and why they renewed it for a second season. They didn't do the Rings of Power thing where they were like, 2 seasons right up front. They waited and then renewed it. But you actually see the Covenant. You see all the cruisers coming in and glassing Reach. So we'll get to see some action. And the actual story from the games is going to get started. And they showed the Halo.
Isn't Reach, though, the first game, technically?
Yeah, but The first,
did they show Reach?
Not in the first game, but you see right after they leave Reach, basically. Like, they find the artifact on Reach that has the coordinates for the Halo, and then they go into slip space and appear at the Halo, like, basically right at the start of the game. And that's where we're probably starting.
Okay.
Because they found the artifact at the end of the first season. They fought one elite the whole season. I don't know, it's really dumb, but it looks like there's tons of elite fights. You get to see the Arbiter, and maybe we'll even see Johnson. It'd be cool. Who's gonna play him? Maybe Denzel. Why Trey's laughing? He's a great action star.
I don't think Denzel's an action star. I mean, I wouldn't consider him an action star.
Connor, you consider him an action star?
No.
He was just
I
in the Equalizer 3.
I think that Trey is way off on this one.
Yeah, he like only does action movies.
Denzel Washington?
Yes.
No, he does a lot of like
just,
dramas,
He was
too.
Just in the Equalizer 3.
Are those action movies? Okay.
Yeah, the Equalizer?
I've not seen them.
You haven't seen the Equalizer franchise?
Yeah, Trey thinks it's about Denzel Washington making sure that everyone can get same pay for the same job.
That is true.
You're just thinking of Flight and that movie where he's a lawyer. But he's mostly
He was also Malcolm X, sir.
That's an action movie.
And he was in... I don't think so. He was in Training Day as well.
That sounds like an action movie. I don't know what that is, though.
It's a very good, like, cop movie.
Cop
it's like
movie?
It's like a dirty cop.
That sounds like an action thing.
Mm-hmm. Ethan Hawke's in it.
He's not doing Norbit.
Oh, an action hero. I think of, like...
I'm just thinking of movie with... fights and maybe a gun.
Okay, when you say action, I think like
Book of Eli.
Yeah, I guess Book of Eli. Yeah.
That's an action movie.
I just don't think of him as an action. Like, he's like a well-rounded actor.
Yeah.
Just because an actor's been in like 3 action movies doesn't make him an action star. It just means they're just a really good actor.
I'm going to put together a dossier for you of his movies.
Well, I'm going to ask 2 questions to Austin really quick.
Sure.
Would you say that Denzel Washington is a star?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you say that he does action?
Yes.
Okay, he's an action star.
There we go.
Okay, fine. I don't want to argue. He's a good dude.
So anyway, I did not watch the first season of Halo. I don't care about the story of Halo, but this trailer was intriguing enough that I might check out season 2.
That's what my other friend said. My friends who aren't into Halo saw this and were like, this looks kind of fucking cool. When they're glassing the planet and stuff and you see the elite like in the dark hallway with his energy sword slicing them up. I'm in. I'm very stoked. And it's very soon, too. Look, we've got big stuff coming up. We've got Avatar in February.
Oh,
we've got
God.
Halo in February.
Shrek 5.
We've got Fallout in April.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Avatar 3.
No. We got live-action Avatar.
Oh, also, really quick. This is technically games-related. The new Scott Pilgrim show on Netflix is good.
I need to watch that.
It's very good. You're not allowed to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. 35 people at Forza and Halo Infinite QA teams have voted to unionize.
Excellent.
Dirty unions.
Oh, that's right. This is an anti-union
slowly,
podcast.
But surely, we're getting more and more unions in
everywhere.
Video games, which is great because the amount of crunch and
abuse,
awful working conditions in video games has been a big deal this year, as well as firing.
Seems like it's been like that for the last like 5 years.
Well, it's just been becoming ingrained in the culture of just like, this is a hard industry to work in and you're going to be putting in overtime and stuff, and I'm glad the people are fighting back.
It's also consolidation.
That too.
Yeah, Microsoft, now they've gobbled up most of the game companies.
They gobbled all that gobbledygook.
By the way, Connor, Trey and I are unionizing against you. We voted on it today, and
no more Connor.
We hadn't told you yet. Trey, your union dues of $690. Yeah, it's due to me every week. That's why you shouldn't join a union.
That's true.
This is an anti-union podcast.
Hey, you know we're a big
Fortnite podcast. We're a common sense podcast.
Yeah,
that's what we are.
We're a common Fortnite podcast.
We are.
And today,
God,
we're talking about 2 of the newest things we're getting this season in Fortnite. Number one,
was there Brian Griffin
we're getting
or something?
Buff Peter Griffin.
we should have had Jay on the show. Jay's the number one. Jay King,
getting
Are you serious with Peter Griffin?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I was just making a joke.
No,
we are getting Buff Peter Griffin.
You not seen that?
No. He's like,
rather than make him giant and fat, they decided to make his character skinny.
That's the worst
opinion. He never is.
No, he is. That is canonical. There is an episode where he's like that.
What?
But it's buff, yeah. There is Buff Peter.
Why couldn't we have Fat Peter Griffin in Fortnite?
Yeah, why, Connor?
Because they'd have to render it.
Oh, they just couldn't slap a skin on it. This looks awful. They just took the buff guy's skin. And look at that. And just threw a texture on there and then put a really bad looking cartoon Peter Griffin head on it.
So that's number one. Number two.
Jay King is so happy right now. Him and his
little
Family Guy
Snake
pants.
Boys.
I know. They
ran Solid Snake. But
did you see how they massacred my boy though?
Yeah, we're only getting 3/4 of Solid Snake because his ass is gone.
I saw this.
They decaked a snake.
I saw
this. They decaked the snake.
Did you come up with that?
You know how much? Yes, I just did right now. You know, they decaked the steak. You know how much I appreciate a good cake?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you should know.
Talking about Spencer's juicy
cake.
Talking
about Spencer's cake. I just learned Spencer
somehow
had a nice juicy cake, and I have not seen that juicy cake. And we need to have more juicy cakes. Why is that juicy cake small?
They made Snake's ass look like Hank Hill's.
Jeez, dude, it's disgusting.
It's
disgusting.
I think this is, I don't know what to think about this. Do we really need to be sexualizing Snake?
Yeah.
Well, can I read you some of the
Kojima
online?
Kojima did enough to sexualize him already.
Yeah, I know. Didn't he wear that bikini because he breathes through his skin or something?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Can I read you some online comments?
Please do.
Okay.
So what's the... okay, can you restate the context? Contextualize this.
So Fortnite will have Solid Snake in it, but basically they made it so he has no butt. Like, right. He is bored flat. So...
You have some internet comments.
These are some internet comments. Fortnite nerfs Snake's ass. This is a crime. Screaming and yelling and throwing up because they gave Fortnite Solid Snake a flat ass, which is deeply antithetical to everything Hideo Kojima stands for.
That is true. Kojima loves a good cake. He loves a good cake on his boys.
And then, honestly, this is the best one. It just says, Snake has no ass, rip.
It's true.
I mean, isn't he old?
No, he's like 30s.
Also, the and old,
dude,
time.
Old Snake, though, has a big old ass, too. They all have nice asses. Kojima does one thing well, and that's make nice asses on the men and women of Metal Gear.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're bastardizing it.
Kojima likes his curves.
He does like his curves. Loves them.
Phil Spencer wants you to play Starfield for a decade.
Ha!
That is not going to happen.
While he was on stage at a Sao Paulo video game convention.
In Brazil?
He pointed out that the RPG has more than 12 million players since launch and, quote, still sits on our top 10 most played games from our studios.
Wait. Top 10?
From, like, Microsoft Studios?
He did not be more specific.
Okay, because if it's Bethesda games, they only have, like, 10 games. It could be basically last. There's no way 12 million people are playing, what? What are they claiming, every week or something?
Well, he went on to say, Skyrim was such an amazing hit from Bethesda Game Studios. Talking to Todd Howard and the team, really what they wanted to do is give people who love space and space exploration the same opportunity.
Well, they didn't. I was with Kirk last week.
I don't know, man. I just think space is...
Reference for nobody.
He then followed it finally with a ton of confidence for many, many years that Starfield will be sitting high in the gameplay.
High in the gameplay. It's the name of this podcast.
That's what this episode is called. Sitting high in the gameplay.
High in the gameplay.
I was with Kirk last week.
Snake's ass.
For our monthly spaghetti night.
Lovely.
And I mentioned one thing about Starfield. Kirk started going off.
I bet he did.
I've never heard someone so expertly and succinctly eviscerate a game like that.
Well, now do your character, though.
The Crimson Fleet, they just run around in a circle, and you don't even have to fight them, and they're like the only enemy that you face out there in the stars. That's Kirk.
Nice. And he hated all the women characters too, right?
No, Kirk's not like that.
I thought he hated Brie Larson.
He just hates Brie Larson. He doesn't just hate women.
It's the weirdest thing for Kirk, who's pretty, you know, left-leaning, but he hates Brie Larson because she...
Why is liking Brie Larson a requirement of being a leftist?
It just sounds like a very, you know, alt-righty thing to hate.
You can hate specific
very
people.
Incel thing to hate.
You can hate specific people,
but
though.
Like most people who hate Brie Larson hate her because like she's vocal about Marvel or something, you know.
He hates her because she's boring.
Oh, okay.
He said she's plain and she always has like a tired look on her face, and he just falls asleep.
Okay,
and she's a woman. He said
that's true.
He did not say that. I don't want to disparage our good boy. I do kind of want to get Matt Birmingham on for a Starfield update.
Dead to me.
And see what he thinks. What are we, two and a half months out from the release?
Yeah.
I'd love to get that.
It sucks that he's dead to me.
What happened?
He's just dead to me.
Okay.
Yeah. But we'll get him on.
We learned this week that Wah Peach does exist.
So this
Waluigi Peach?
This had been a rumored character for decades that was cut from Mario Tennis, the game that created Waluigi. And that's why Daisy got in.
Wait, but there's a Waluigi Peach?
Well, there's a Wah Peach. There are, and so the director of Mario Tennis was going to add Wah Peach to this.
Google.com.
Rule 34.
Oh, it was within 2 seconds there were already. A lot of people were online were saying they were glad that Wapeach was cut and it was replaced with Daisy because she doesn't really... So some sketches... The guy basically confirmed she does exist as a concept character. He released some concept sketches of her, and she does not really fit the vibe of Mario games. She looks more like a cut Final Fantasy character, or like a background character in a Rareware game, like in Conker's Bad Fur Day or something. But she do be looking kind of cute, you know what I'm saying, Trey? She got some big weird spikes on her head or something. She's no Bowsette, but
who is? Who is?
You're telling me. But it's cool that this finally got confirmed to actually exist.
I'm excited.
There's an incredible quote here. The Camelot president, Hiroyuki Takahashi, addressed the concept of bad versions of Princess Peach and Princess Daisy in a 2000 interview with Nintendo Power, saying, quote, "We asked Nintendo about girlfriends for Wario and Luigi, but Mr. Miyamoto said that he didn't want to see their girlfriends."
Because they're fucking.
Oh.
They're fucking.
Miyamoto is?
No. Fucking. Waluigi and Wario. Okay.
They only exist to fuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Each other.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if this concept will be reworked and put into a later Mario game at some point or something.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope there's a standalone Wapeach game.
Yeah.
Maybe the game where you play as Princess Peach and you get to wear different outfits.
Ooh.
That's coming out next year.
I thought that was coming out very soon. Yeah, well, I guess next year is soon. Very soon. Never mind. Where did this year go?
Oh, my God.
We got a giant interview with basically all the stars of Fallout, and I want to hit a couple of high notes for you guys.
Okay.
What did Nick Offerman have to say?
Is Nick Offerman in it?
No, but you probably will be at some point.
What these outlandish claims you make about, like, oh, the idiots in pop culture.
No. Nick Offerman's great. I'm saying it like he's a great actor who would, I could see him in like a Fallout show.
No, I know, but you're always like, they're making Skyrim too. Oh, they're putting hobbits in.
Yeah,
in
I was
Rings
right
of
about that one. The hobbits.
They're not hobbits.
They're pretty much hobbits.
They're orphans.
I bet you in the writer's room they say hobbits.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's go down the list and talk about some of this stuff. Here we go. They ask a question about if they have a long-term plan for the show. They say specifically, like, do you have like a 3-season or a 5-season or a 3-year or 5-year plan, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And one of the writers answers by saying, our main goal is to deliver one terrific season of television, but I think there's a conversation in the conversation with Todd from the very beginning about telling an original story within the Fallout universe.
Yeah.
They then go on to say, I think that the way TV has evolved is a little closer to where I started with franchise filmmaking, where if you do well, there's an opportunity that you get to go again. His example is, we did well with Batman Begins, so we got to make The Dark Knight. So
this universe is a good opportunity to do an anthology series.
That's what I was just
about
to say. Where
each season is a different vault in a different city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, concepts and themes people are familiar with. And there could be like one character who's in every season or something.
A little crossover here and there.
Walton Goggins could be.
Yeah, like Fargo, which I'm going to watch after we get off tonight. The new episode of Fargo. Have you been watching Fargo?
No, and we're not going to talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you. So,
John Hammond has the boring. Sorry, go ahead.
They ask a question about Todd Howard, and they just say, "Hey, Todd Howard's baby is Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. Is he contributing to your series, your take on it?" And the best part of this answer is just the very first conversation that I had with Todd was that he had spent years of rebuffing offers to adapt these games and waiting to try to find someone who got it. And I had the good fortune of having played the games in my life when I didn't work in television, when I didn't have children. I played the games pretty often, and Fallout 3 is a game I'd played for hours and hours and hours and was very taken with the tone of it and the world. So when we sat down, it was a love connection that I've always wanted to be, or like always wanted to have.
This gives me a lot of faith.
He says, Todd is very much alive, but he had great confidence in someone who has created a world and allowed, in some cases like New Vegas, others to create within that world.
Okay. This gives me a lot of faith. This would be like Amazon Studios sitting down with J.R.R. Tolkien and being able to make Rings of Power from that, which they didn't get a chance to, so we can do it with Fallout. I think it'll be good.
Do you think there's going to be hobbits in this?
Die.
Will there be a wizard? Oh, who's... Oh, it's Gandalf. Okay.
Die.
Let's see. Then they ask another question that I thought was good, and Walt Goggins gives an answer to this one, but he just says, we see in the trailer there's a lot of kind of humor specific to the Fallout series we've seen in many games. You talk about the goal being a little cynical and stuff like that. I would like you guys to talk a little about how the dosage of humor or whatever. And essentially they just say like, yeah, we're going to try to keep the absurdist humor of the games in this show.
Good.
We're going to try to be faithful to the show, but also... we're trying to be faithful to the spirit of the games without just remaking the games.
Okay, that sounds like a great balance.
Yeah.
I think the thing most vital to making this work would be the absurdist humor of the games.
And that kind of weird 1950s kind of feel to everything.
Yeah. You
know, the whole world where it's stuck in time.
Yeah. I think it would have been the blandest, most driest, generic action thing if they didn't have that flavor injected in it.
Yeah.
Creamy center.
Got some big old cockroaches.
That was a big cockroach. Got eaten by a regular sized dog.
Yeah. I'm glad that they have rad roaches in there.
Yeah. And one eyed crisp.
And then they, what was interesting, they talked to Walt. They asked Walt some specific questions about like, Walton Goggins.
Thank you.
They ask him some specific questions, and some of his stuff is interesting. So, like, he talks about how he's never played any of the games.
Hmm.
And, like, when he got the role, his son asked if he wanted to go play the game with him, and he said no. Because he doesn't want to have any preconceived notions about it and wants to tell the story.
Okay, that's fair.
For story's sake. Also, this is set... We learned that this is set 200 years after Fallout 3.
Okay.
And when does Fallout 3
It won't weave in with those types of stories. I mean, there could be some tangential things, but it's not directly going to tie into anything
specific. About Fallout 4?
Fallout 4 takes place in the 2270s. So it could be near that time, but who knows? It's on the other side of the country. I think that that's a good thing for an actor to be like, I don't want to try to force my acting to be like the game. I think it's good for the writers and the showrunners to play the games, but I think Walton has a good point.
Yeah. You,
I didn't read a quote to you.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, I didn't read a quote to you because it wasn't super illuminating, but the producer on the show... talks about how he's played Fallout since Fallout 1.
Ooh,
and he
wow.
loves the
that's
series.
That's rare.
No, it's Bethesda, not rare.
Got him.
Die, yeah.
Die.
No, what were you going to say, Trey? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, just, yeah, like, as an I mean, acting, you know, you want to make the character yours. And, I mean, it's good to have ancillary information, but, I mean, it just depends what your process is.
Right.
He did also say, and he is promoting the show, so I want to... preface it with that. He did say that this is one of his favorite characters he's ever done.
I'm sure they all say that, right?
No.
Sometimes.
You think he enjoyed playing
in this
Baby
case,
Billy?
Yeah. I probably did.
In this case, he said it's one of his favorite characters because of, like, the slate is pretty blank.
Yeah.
Like, and you could just get to tell. So the ghoul has been alive for 200 years. That's another important note.
Oh, God. Austin's dying. Oh no. I've never seen him like this.
All right, well, while Austin's dying, Trey, let's talk about the new thing announced at the Super Nintendo World theme park for next year. Did you see it?
I did see this.
Donkey Kong Country, baby.
What do?
You throw wheelbarrows.
I'm sorry, you throw what?
Wheelbarrows.
One more time?
Wheelbarrows.
You throw wheelbarrows.
Do you know what a wheelbarrow is?
Are you trying to say barrels?
Yeah, barrels.
You're saying wheelbarrow.
Yeah, wheelbarrows.
What are you talking about? What is
a big wheelbarrow? Old wheelbarrow. You don't know what a wheelbarrow is?
Yeah, it's the thing you push around.
Think that you think it's something else.
Trey is trying to say barrels.
All right, throw barrels. Just barrels.
But Trey was saying wheelbarrow.
Yeah, I just meant barrels.
Entirely different.
Clip that.
Don't clip anything.
What time is that? What time is that?
I'm not showing you. Wheelbarrow. You throw barrels, you play the bongos, you eat bananas, you have a banana horde, you get some crazy critters you get
to
ride on.
So part of the ride is you eat bananas?
Yeah. They give you a banana on
the
ride.
Well, it's for the potassium.
Yeah, for the potassium.
Did they really give you a banana on the ride?
Yes, dude. Why? No. Why not?
I don't know.
Anyway.
You get to play the main attraction. Get to play the DK rap. You get to do your own DK rap.
Go ahead, Connor. I don't know what he's talking about.
The main attraction in this new area is going to be Donkey Kong's Crazy Kart, a roller coaster set around a towering temple deep in the jungle.
That sounds about right.
And it seems to be based on Donkey Kong Country.
Okay, wait. So none of the stuff you were saying was true. I thought you actually got to throw barrels. I thought they had like a barrel thing and you were just...
No, I'm just saying things you do in Donkey Kong.
Oh. I'm going to spell those two words out for you later.
Donkey Kong?
No, wheelbarrow and barrel.
Wheelbarrow.
No, it's not, there's no such thing as a wheelbarrow.
Okay.
Thank you. Die.
Anyway, it looks cool. It's a pretty big expansion.
Okay,
I'm excited.
The new expansion will increase the total area of Super Nintendo World to 1.7 times larger.
Yeah, I like that because that park, I've seen pictures of it from the sky, and it looks very small, so I'm glad they're expanding it.
Will this be in the Frisco Universal Studios?
Yeah, they're going to put this in Frisco.
You mean the one that's specifically only for children?
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait, that's only for children?
Yes, it's like a kid's thing. They're not making a Universal Studios in Frisco.
What the fuck?
It's like a kid's park.
I'm upset.
You can't go there.
I want to.
You have to have a child.
I want to get my Duff beer at the Simpsons World.
They're not going to have Simpsons World at the kids' park.
They're not.
I don't think Simpsons plays for anyone under the age of 40.
We're under 40.
Yeah, we're under 40,
Connor.
I love
Simpsons.
We love the Simpsons.
Okay.
Okay, well, Mr. Bob's Burgers. Go to hell.
Mr.
King of the Hill.
Guess what?
Mr. King of the Hill.
Let's
King of the Hill
please
man.
Please tell me when you think The Simpsons started.
King
Trey.
Of the Hill man.
Trey, what year was the first episode
I think
of The
1988.
Simpsons?
1988.
You're close. 89.
89, okay.
Okay, you know how old I was there?
Dead. You weren't alive.
Negative 6 years old.
Yeah, okay, Mr. King of the Hill man.
Trey was already entering grad school.
I was. Grad school. The 80s.
Yeah. Trey was busy at his typewriting class.
Right.
He's playing MS-DOS.
Oh, sorry to hear you.
And
MS.
Then let's end it. Let's end it with This Week in Gaming.
Let's do it. Donkey Kong.
It's a small week, but we got two to hit. December 3rd, 2019.
Titanfall 2. No.
Titanfall 2 was like 2017.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Can we do like 20 questions sort of thing? Like,
no.
Yeah.
2019.
Can we ask questions, Connor?
This is before PS5.
I'll give you each one question that I will answer yes okay. or no to. And then you have to lock in an answer.
Was this on Xbox One?
Yes.
Okay. Narrows it down. 2019.
Trey,
what's your question?
Use your question.
Ask if it was on Xbox 360.
Is this an Xbox? Wait, hold on.
No, it's a game.
It's a game.
Is this an Xbox, Connor?
No. You had a bad question. Is this on Xbox? Everything's on Xbox. They don't have any. Is this an Xbox exclusive game?
Yes.
So it's Halo?
No, because Halo came out in 2020.
Oh, okay.
2021, actually.
But this is a Xbox exclusive game. 2019.
Halo.
The correct answer was the Halo Master Chief
All right,
Collection.
Okay.
What?
I guessed it. Halo.
That came out in 2013.
No. Master Chief Collection. No, it didn't.
Master Chief Collection came out in 2013.
No, it came out in 2019 because there was such a big, it was such a big hoopla because it was so broken.
Master Chief Collection did not come out in 2019.
All right. I'm going to look it up again.
I played this at Zach's parents' house in 2013. Whatever it was, like it was a launch title for the Xbox One, pretty much.
You might be right.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection,
maybe?
I don't know why it told me 2019.
Yeah,
maybe I wrote
yeah,
down
you're,
the
you're right.
You know what
Austin.
It is? Halo Reach was added to.
Oh, you're right.
Master Chief
yes.
Collection.
Okay,
you're right. Yes,
I apologize.
Sense. No, it's all good.
You guys are gonna try to go up against the Halo guy.
You're right. You're right. That's the one game I would feel very uncomfortable doing that. This one is December 7th, 2009.
Damn.
Oh no.
Arkham Asylum.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah.
2009. Wrong. That is right in the middle of the Wii. It's not Mario Galaxy because that's 08 and 10. 09, Spirit Tracks.
That is correct.
Bruh.
Whoa! How did you do that?
Wow, that's a lot older than I thought.
Spirit Track. It's not. Go back and play it. And actually, just pull up pictures of it.
No,
and
I'm
you'll
just
be
saying.
Like, yeah, that's 2009.
It feels like it came out like 8 or 9 years ago, not 14.
No, it doesn't. Dude, open it up and look at
like
it.
Like I was
There's
in high
no
school
way.
When it came out.
Look it up.
Okay.
Look up a
no,
picture
I believe
of it right
you.
Now. No, look up. I want you to
oh, like
look
of
at the
gameplay
on it. Yes, please look up a video.
That
it.
Has some of my favorite Zelda music.
And also some of the worst Zelda mechanics of all time.
Yeah, you're like building train track. Okay, this does look very...
It looks horrible. Did you beat it? It's one of the few Zelda games I've beaten.
It's one of the few I've not beaten. I made it like 2 or 3 dungeons in.
What do you think that's rated on Metacritic?
I bet it's not too... I mean, there's no real like horrendous Zelda games. I'll bet it has like a 7.5 or an 8.
The Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks. Wow, it has an 87.
Yeah. I think it just was it kind of flew under the radar because it's fucking weird.
It is a very odd game, but Nintendo is always like, hey, what if we just did a weird one-off Zelda for yeah. the handheld?
Well, it's the same... Oh, no, it's not the same Link, but it uses the same engine as Phantom Hourglass and the same tower mechanic, but
oh,
they
God.
Improved a lot of... They added a lot of quality of life stuff, and I think that's probably why I got such a high review.
The one thing I don't remember about the game, I don't remember any point of the game where I'm not in the stupid train.
Really?
Yeah, which is probably not a good... probably not a good thing for my memory.
I remember
like,
nothing
it
about
didn't
it.
Make, it didn't make an impact. I just remember driving around on the train.
Trey, is that it over there? I'm looking at Trey.
I don't
DS
have Spirit Tracks.
Oh, that's Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Never mind.
But yeah.
I don't own.
Anyway, there you go. Those were the only things that came out
yeah,
this
we're
week.
In slow game time.
Thank you, Connor.
When's Klonoa come out? When was that released? I'm excited to get to that.
Klonoa?
Yeah, you know Klonoa, the little cat guy with jeans on and a hat?
Yeah, Klonoa. It's actually where the birds pee and poop from.
It's the cloaca, dumbass.
Oh, sorry. That is cloaca.
All right. Well, that's a podcast.
Trey, did you know that birds only have one hole?
They have one hole.
Did you know that, Trey? One hole for shitting?
Hey, you know that?
Same holes for pissing and for fucking.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that. Wabba, lubba, dub, dub. That's what I
that's
say.
Why you know that, that's why you know that birds don't do oral.
Yeah.
They call it beak.
Okay. All right. Connor, thank you. Austin. I'll see you guys. We'll see you next time on another rousing episode of Super Games Guys 64.
Do you think birds use dental dams?
Okay. They call them beak dams.
All right. I'm ending
okay.
it.
Okay, but save it.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house time. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light.
shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Feels good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you when you go. I had a dream that I was freezing to your house. In the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall. When was it? Tell them. In the summertime. These visions, I can change them. Sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house. In the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are a meal.
In the summertime. Mm-hmm.